And coming, Joseph dwelt in a city called Nazareth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we learn from the Gospel that our Lord's hometown was called Nazareth. Nazareth is in the Holy Land, which is called Holy because Jesus lived there. Many centuries ago, two ladies who were disciples and friends of Saint Jerome followed their master to the Holy Land where he was living, and they wrote home to their friend Marcella in order to convince her to join them. "We will go to Nazareth, and according to the interpretation of her name, we will see the flower of the Galilee." In the prophecy of Isaiah, Jesus is prophesied to be a flower. It says, "And a rod shall come forth of the root of Jesse, and a flower shall rise up out of his root." Nazareth was truly a modest little village in perfect harmony with the humility and modesty what we find in the birth and life of Christ. And many of God's little children lived a life of much humility and obscurity, but these children were like beautiful flowers in the eyes of God. Previously, I have told you about two of them, Karl Boletz and Irene Koster, the little flower of Kenosha. And today I'll tell you about a girl named Geraldine Collins, also called the Savior's little flower, who died in 1941 at the age of 14. Geraldine was born on the feast of Saint Mary Magdalene, July 22, 1926, in Chicago. At the age of 6, she was sent to the parish school, Our Lady of Sorrows, and she learned there to love our sorrowful mother, but she herself was full of fun, so much so that she often became quite mischievous, and one day she had been very naughty in class, and the sister who was her teacher was going to punish her. But before sister could do that, little Geraldine had gotten into her coat and was fast on her way home. But she was not happy that night. Her conscience bothered her too much. She could not bear to think that she had offended her teacher. And the next day she came back and with tears in her eyes humbly apologized her teacher. She joined a special group called the Children of Mary Sodality, and from that moment on she became truly a happy child. Geraldine would hum and sing her favorite hymns of Blessed Mary almost all day long, and she felt that she, as a child of Mary, had to make good deeds. So she started right at home by making everybody happy. When her friends would call for her to come out to play, Geraldine would smile and tell them that she had work to do in home. Often she would spend all her playtime helping her mother and doing the family shopping. She and her favorite classmate Elizabeth Hopkins became inseparable companions. They joined the Girl Scouts and went together on many hikes, enjoying nature, camping, climbing, and roller skating. But still Geraldine excelled in doing her daily good deed. Both girls had a common dream that they wanted to become nuns one day. Once the sister in the convent in Chicago invited them to come to visit, and they did so on their Christmas vacation. It was during this visit when Geraldine talked with a priest who said that she looked just like little Saint Therese of Lisieux, the little flower. And she answered that she hoped to become like the little flower one day, of being the Savior's little flower. When she returned home, she was more convinced than ever that she wanted to become a nun. The nuns of Chicago called her the Savior's little flower, and she too, loving this title, would sign all her letters the Savior's little flower. After she graduated from junior high, her parents thought, however, that she was still too young to enter the convent and asked her to wait at least 1 year. Geraldine did not wish to offend them, and full of sadness at the thought of her beloved convent, she prayed that God's will might be done. Her friend Elizabeth left that fall to join the convent, and Geraldine found it very hard to begin her high school at home. But the next summer she learned that her parents would not hold her back any longer and would allow her to become a nun. Happy Geraldine jumped with joy, her face all smiles, and said, "At last I can become the Savior's little flower." She planned to join the convent at the end of August, but God had planned otherwise. At the end of June 1941, Geraldine began to feel a strange pain in her stomach. She was taken to the hospital, where, for the shock of the family, the doctors found it was too late. She was very seriously ill, and she had only now a couple of hours to live. And holding to her mother, Geraldine began to face death. The chaplain was called to administer extreme unction. As the dawn began to shine through her window, Geraldine smiled, turned her eyes to the statue of Our Lady near her bedside, and peacefully died. She was only 3 weeks away from her 15th birthday. It was the dawn of the morning of the Feast of Visitation, July the 2nd, when Virgin Mary had visited her cousin, Saint Elizabeth. Geraldine's mother said to those present, "She was not able to visit her earthly friend Elizabeth, so our Blessed Lady came to take her to visit Saint Elizabeth." Dear children, Geraldine Collins never became, like Saint Therese of Lisieux, one of the nuns of our Lord Jesus. But dying so holy and resigned death, she finally did become our Savior's little flower. As Nazareth means the flower, and our Lord was called a flower springing from the root of Jesse, so you too, children, can be one of God's little flowers. And all it takes is to show humility, not to make yourself the center of all attention, but being nice and polite to those who are above you, your parents, your teachers, and your older siblings. After all, everybody is subject to our Heavenly Father, and if you grow up to be a beautiful flower of God on this earth, your Heavenly Father picks you up to be one of His saints in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.